Hey, podcasters. Here's what we got coming up today. I want you to really listen in to Jimmy's call. A lot of you are Jimmy's out there. Specifically, he wants to know, how do I prepare in order to be promoted? That and more calls start right now. Live from Nashville, Music City, USA, you are joining a conversation about who you are, what you were created to do, where you want to be, and how you can get there. 844-747-2577 is the number to jump in. And I want to open up today with an email, a heavy email. And it is an anonymous email. And I understand why it's anonymous, but this has come up several times. Madison, the assistant producer, told me that we've gotten several of these. So I want to address this. And this is specifically to someone who has a criminal record. And so they write in, how does someone with a criminal record go about getting a job application considered? How do I advance when it is so difficult to get past my criminal record? It has been 6 years, and all the community service and restitution have been served. I have a bachelor's degree and a lot of potential, but this dumb decision made when I was younger has made it very hard to obtain work and advance. So this is very, very important. There's a lot of you out there who have a similar situation, or you know somebody. So I'm going to break this down. Number one, let's look at what has happened. Because sometimes in our society, we let this criminal record become a stain. And the reality is the stain should be lifted. Why? Restitution has been served. Let's break down restitution. You have repaid the loss or the damage that you caused. Whatever it is, I don't know the situation, but that's what restitution actually means. It is a repaying, a reparation, compensation for the loss or damage caused. You've done that in the eyes of the law, so that means everybody else should be there too. They're not. But they should be. But you've got to own that. That's important. I wouldn't shy away from that in your story. You have served the restitution. You have made it right in the eyes of the law. Secondly, let's just look at what's behind restitution. It's actual redemption. Meaning, you are now clean. Let's just look at the spiritual application there. I believe in the Bible. I believe in the crucifixion and salvation that comes with it. Well, you've done the restitution. Now you need to receive the redemption. Not everybody's going to give it, but you have to walk that way. So this is a mental thing. The first two R's, restitution, redemption, that's the posture, the mindset that you have got to soak in. Now, relationships. This is how you do it, not resume. I've mentioned this 100,000 times. I'm going to keep saying it, but it's even more important for you with the criminal record. You have got to rely on relationships. Stop applying with a resume where that's all you're leading with, because you're going to be honest and tell them that you've got a criminal record, and that's going to cause people to object or get scared. However, if you're going into these applications with a personal connection, someone is setting the interview up with you, for you rather, and they are saying, this person is amazing. They got a stain on their record from a long time ago, but they've gotten legal restitution. It's gone. It's clean. I can vouch for them. Great person. Doing so much. Got a bachelor's degree. Wants to do this. I think they've got high character. I would hire them. I think you should hire them. You could have 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people all say the same thing. You have to go farther than everybody else. You have to provide more proof than anybody else. But it is going to be relationships, relationships, relationships that get you the interview and essentially almost get you the job before the interview. You just got to show up and impress. Now, one final piece of advice. Even though everything I said is true, and most people would agree with me if I said it to them, they won't act that way. People that are hiring you or considering hiring you. But when you get hired, and you will get hired because you're going to use relationships to get in, know this. You may need to start lower. You may need to perform better than everybody else, and what is expected of everybody else is not enough for you. You're going to have to go farther. And you may have to wait longer to advance. Just know that. That's part of the deal. But if you go in with that expectation and you do those things, you start lower, perform better, wait longer, you will begin to advance. I believe in restoration. It is there for you, but you're going to have to work harder and wait longer for it. If you want to jump in on the conversation, 844-747-2577. Folks are standing by. Let's get to your calls. We go to Phil, who's on the line in Charleston, South Carolina. Phil, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
What's going on, Ken Coleman? How you doing, buddy?
Well, dude, I got to tell you, I'm living the dream. I'm like a walking goosebump. I'm so happy. What's going on with you?
That's awesome. That's awesome, my man. I just want to make sure that we're on a 3-second delay just in case. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. So how can I help?
One more thing. I want to say hey to my girlfriend in Denver, Colorado.
Oh, that's
nice. How you doing, Ronnie?
No kidding. So Ronnie is your girlfriend, and she's listening right now.
That's correct. Actually, she's right beside me, and she just happens to be in town. Can you say,
hey, how you doing?
Oh, I see. Oh, I've never had this happen before. He did a shout-out to Ronnie, but she's not actually in Denver. She's from Denver. She's in the car with him. This is very exciting.
That's well, hello. Right. I know it's exciting.
Say hello to Ronnie as well.
Okay, well, so what the whole ordeal is here is I'm trying to work remotely. My girlfriend, Ronnie, lives in Denver. And I live in Charleston, and my kids also live in Charleston. So anyway, I need to be able to go back and forth. I own a tennis coaching business, and I've got a passion for a healthy lifestyle. I have a business degree from Southern Cal, and I've got a good insight because my girlfriend, Ronnie, is a recruiter, and that helps out quite a bit. So we just want to kind of think of anything that you might have in mind. And, you know, possibly in the sports sector would be incredible.
Okay. So you said you had a passion for healthy living. Does that mean nutrition and exercise?
Getting people to be healthy for sure. Probably more in the sports industry.
Okay.
Would probably be more my forte. I wouldn't be much of a fitness instructor.
I got you. Okay. I just wanted to make sure.
Or a nutritionalist.
Okay, good.
Unfortunately, I eat a lot of chocolate in the morning and Little Debbie, so
yeah,
I don't know if that really.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's okay. So how passionate are you about this tennis coaching business?
I really enjoy, again, people being healthy and the great outdoors, and especially with kids and getting people off their cell phones and off the video games.
Right.
And, you know, just having just people that are choosing more of a healthy lifestyle.
Phil, you didn't answer my question, and I think I know why.
Yeah.
How passionate are you about this tennis coaching business?
How passionate am
on a
I?
Scale
well,
of 1
see.
To 10, 10 being you're losing your mind, you're so excited and grateful to do it, 1 being it's a drudgery.
I'd have to say I've been in it since I've been 24 years old. I'm now, you know, 48, coached on the women's pro tour. I coached at a college. I coach basically at a club now. I really enjoy it. I'd say probably 8 or 9.
Okay. I'm trying to understand where we stand together today because
sure.
You called me going, hey, I'm looking to be able to do my job remotely, or how can I do it? Because I got the girlfriend in Denver, kids in Charleston, South Carolina, and I'm trying to figure out, well, we got to know where you stand on this tennis coaching business because you're telling me you want to do the very thing you're already doing. So I don't understand what your question is.
Well, the whole point is I'm not going to be able to probably do that because it's impossible to have clients, obviously, in Denver and in Charleston. You'd probably start to lose out on clients doing that. So I think being more in the sports sector, maybe it would be, you know, recruiting positions for directors of clubs or, you know, finding college coaches position at colleges. And I've looked into some of that.
Oh, okay. I see. So that now, but here's my question. If you get that role, like a tennis director at a really nice country club or you're a college coach, how's that going to, you're still going to be in one place. You can't do that remote either.
I was thinking about being a recruiter for those positions.
Oh, I'm
so
sorry.
Right. So that's okay. That's okay. I don't think I explained myself very well. So I need to be able to try and work remotely, you know, virtual. Of course, the software companies are something that's,
okay.
You know, especially in healthcare. So I want to be able to spend time again with my children.
So is your question,
of course, my girlfriend.
Is your question for me, are you cut out to be a recruiter? Are you looking for an idea from me? How can I serve?
I'm looking for ideas.
Well,
probably more than anything.
Okay, well, here's the deal. I'm always going to retreat back to, I get your motivation, your why on this. You need to be remote so that you have the freedom to basically go spend time with Ronnie when your kids are with your ex-wife. Is that basically what we're dealing with here?
That's correct.
Okay, so here's the deal, though. That's a different why than the why that I teach and preach. I teach and preach that you need to do what you were put on this planet to do, and then everything else revolves around that, meaning I'd rather, if you, here's what you have said multiple times on the call, and anybody listening knows that what you really love to do is something to do in sports. You love being in a sports environment. You're passionate about it. And my guess is your talents lie in coaching, guiding, mentoring. Is that right?
Yeah, I would say so.
You're probably a good communicator as well, a good connector. Is that also one of your top talents? I'm guessing here.
Are you feeling that, Ken, on the other line? You feeling me? You feel me there with the good communication?
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, yes or no? Okay, so here's my point.
Yes, I think I'm a good communicator.
So here's my point. You're asking me to come up with an idea that allows you to have the flexibility to travel between Denver and be there in Charleston, South Carolina.
If That's correct.
I am going to tell you what I would tell one of my close friends. You got it all out of whack.
Okay.
You need to be doing what you love. And if you and Ronnie are going to make the long haul and you're going to eventually ask her to marry you, then you guys are going to be adults and you're going to act like adults. And maybe you don't see her as much as you'd like to see her. But the reality is that you, sir, need to be doing what you were created to do. And anything that comes around that is going to have to work into that. So if Ronnie loves you and wants to be with you, then Ronnie moves from Denver to Charleston, South Carolina. That's just the reality.
Yeah, she's got children there, so the dynamics are a little bit tough there. So
I get it.
And I also have a little bit of a kid's toy that I'm going after also. Obviously, that would be incredible if that hit. But we're just thinking of any other ideas. And I totally hear you. You've got to have that why, and she's explained that to me as well,
because
that you have to love.
Yeah, because here's the deal, Phil. If you want your relationship, let's just assume right now that you want your relationship with Ronnie to actually turn into marriage, and now we got split families, we got all of that stuff, which is crazy. I don't know how old your kids are. I don't have time to unpack all this. But here's my point. If you just do something that gives you flexibility and you don't truly love it, it's not going to pan out, and it's going to eventually eat away at you. So if you love the idea of recruiting, so I'm going to tell you what recruiting does match up on, your talents. I think as a communicator and a guy who connects, I think you have the skill set to be a successful recruiter, find talented people, and put them in right positions. That's essentially what a coach does, okay?
Sure.
If you want to be a college coach, recruiting college coaches, you get all that. I think the talent is there. I don't know if the passion is there. But if that's what you have to do right now in this season of your life, until the kids and Ronnie and her kids and all that stuff, if we know you guys are going to make the long haul, I'm okay with a temporary move on this. But I'm gonna challenge you that I'm okay if it's temporary to meet your relationship needs at this season of your life. But I'm not okay with it if it's just a job that gives you flexibility relationally. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I gotcha.
And it's because I want the best for you, Phil. And
That's
I don't
good.
Want you calling me 5 years from now going, well, Ronnie and I made it work, but I'm just there's nothing in this recruiting for me, and I miss being in the sports field.
Sure.
So if you can recruit and work for a firm, which I know of a couple, there's a great one in Dallas. They're one of the top, the best of the best. You get with a big-time firm, then you're helping recruit coaches for D1 schools and stuff like that, and you feel like it's enough of a connection to sports, then I'm fine with it. But I'm going to tell you, folks, Phil's not the only one in this situation, this where you've got a relationship issue, and it's kind of dictating some terms to you. Hey, folks, I've been talking about this a lot on the show. The job economy is hot, hot, hot. Now, there are more jobs available than there are people who are unemployed, which means for you, the job seeker, if you're ready to move up, the time is now. It starts with getting hooked up with my friends at ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. You need to go check it out. Here's why. ZipRecruiter has over 100 of the web's leading job boards that they're connected to. And combine that with their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter is the best of the best. They're going to get your resume matched up with the right job and the right company.
company.
Now, if you're an employer and you listen to the show and you're looking for the type of people who are listening to this show and calling in and making strategic changes, this can change the game for you as well. Try ZipRecruiter for a limited time for free. All you have to do is go to ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. It's the smartest way to get hired, and it's the smartest way to hire.
How many of you people out there need to learn something? Liberty University is the leader. They're the best at offering what you need, over 700 degree programs, including even just that certification that you might need, all the way up to a doctorate, over 700 programs. They have frozen their tuition for a couple years. They are the best at offering you flexibility, specifically on your schedule. This is your time, and on your budget, this is your money. So even if you can't go full speed, which few of you can, that's why I'm so proud to work with Liberty University and their online education. Now, you can go to their school, too, if you're a youngster or you're a grandparent, a parent, you got a kid that's thinking about going to a great school, beautiful campus in Central Virginia. But for those of you that are going to have to do this on the side and you go, Ken, it's going to take me 5 to 7 years, not necessarily, not if you start part-time. And you knock out a little bit, it may only take you 3 to 4. So go to liberty.edu/Ken. Welcome aboard the Ken Coleman Show here on Sirius XM. Hey, we started out the show, and I addressed an email to a listener that's got a criminal record. And I just want to say this. If you heard it and it encouraged you and you think it'll encourage somebody else, this is a great way for you to share the show. You can share it via Apple Podcasts or Google Play, even if you listen on Sirius XM. It's there for you on demand. So you just go right there and look it up and share it. Say, hey, you need to listen to this. It's right at the top of the show because I want that message out there. I want people to come out of the shadows. It's very important to me that we truly be a society that when restitution has been paid, that we give and model redemption and true restoration, where someone is fully restored to their former life. So do that. Share it. I think it'll encourage a lot of people. Facebook.com/Ken Coleman Host. Instagram at Ken W. Coleman. Twitter at Ken Coleman is where you connect on social media. 844-747-2577 is the number. Let's go to Jimmy, who's on the line in Baltimore, Maryland. Jimmy, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken, how are you?
I'm living the dream, Jimmy. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well, doing well. I do heating and air conditioning, and I'm in September going to go ahead and finally get my master's. I should have had that a long time ago, and just by listening to your show, I've been moved to do that. And one of the things that I struggle with, even in my personal life, is conflict and speaking up for myself. And recently, I had a conversation with my boss about we have a field supervisor position that has been vacant for quite some time. And I went ahead and put myself out there and it's looking good. I didn't get 100% yes yet. But we talked about one of the things that I struggle with is conflict. And, you know, I'm the kind of guy that can make someone laugh and, you know, I can joke around, and now I got to maybe go into a role of like, okay, you need to, you know, why aren't you wearing your uniform today? And why didn't you do this and that? So I struggle with just the basic conflict, and I don't know what to really how to go and make that better.
I can tell you how to make it better. You need to put yourself in positions where you have to actually engage in conflict. You know, doing conflict well is a learned skill. It's just like learning how to communicate well. And so if you had called me and said, hey, Ken, I need to learn how to communicate better, I'd say, all right, let's put yourself in some positions where you got to communicate under pressure and okay. On the spot. And it's interesting that you are struggling with this, because this is just about leading people. That's what this boils down to. And you struggle with being direct, and you're calling that conflict. And I wouldn't even call what you're talking about conflict being conflict. But I understand okay. What you're saying. And so, you know, there's books you could go read. There's probably some webinars. I would recommend that you go see what's out there. There's not a book that comes to my mind right now, or I'd give you one that is, you know, kind of teaches people how to handle conflict, but they're out there. Trust me. So I would read, I would listen, I would watch stuff on YouTube. Go do that. But here's the real issue. You just got to man up.
You want the role, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I do.
Yeah, so listen, how would you want to be treated if you had to be confronted by a leader? How would you want to be treated? Just give me a couple, two or three things that are important to you.
I guess just straight up and respectful.
Wait a sec. What? Straight up and respectful? Okay, I think that's a pretty good idea. Jimmy, can you be straight up? Yes or no?
Yes.
Now, you pause a little bit, because I think that's where you're really... Because I think you're a respectful dude. In fact, I think you're so respectful that that's what makes you fear this leadership role, where you might have to look at somebody and go, hey, dude, you're not doing a good job. You got to do better. Am I right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely
right.
So
here's
right,
the deal. You've got respect in spades. You're good. You're overflowing with respect. Am I right or wrong?
Yes.
All right. So it's the
right.
It's the straight up part. And here's the deal. Here's the deal. Since you're overflowing in respect, don't worry about that part. That it's going to come out respectful. Just be honest. And just do the old... Here's one thing for you that you can take away on this call. You just need to do the old sandwich routine. Compliment, criticism, compliment. George, you're such a good dude. You're a great, great guy for our company. You're one of our best technicians. But George, you're a little bit of a disaster. Okay, we've gotten three complaints from the last three people you did work for that you left their house a mess, or you left a mess. There's Mountain Dew bottles all around the yard or whatever. I don't know what the deal is, right? And then go, but here's the deal. So you really need to tighten that up, because I want you to understand why I'm bringing this up. Because we need customers to say good things about you, and thus good things about our company, and all that stuff matters. And I want you to do well, and I want you to thrive and be able to grow. And this is something that you're a great technician. You're just Mr. Messy Pants or whatever. And just, you know, you need to fix it. And if you fix it, you're a rock star. Now, I got to tell you, thanks for letting me do this, because I know you're awesome and you're going to fix this, because you're one of the best people I've ever worked with. Do you see that approach there?
Yeah,
You think you can do that, Jimmy?
I believe I can, yes.
I know you can. Now go and grow. I love that. I got to tell you, I love him being honest about that. But, you know, listen, he answered his own question. Well, I'd want someone to be straightforward with me and respectful. Okay, do that, and you're fine. People just want to be valued. So those of you that are new in leadership, let me tell you how you win in leadership. No matter what you have to say or do with people, always value them and make sure that they're valued. It's a very simple formula. That means if you're wrong, tell them, I was wrong. Because then they go, oh, he respects me enough to say that he was wrong. She respects me enough to ask me how I feel about a situation. You know, just value people. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Miranda, who's on the line in Providence, Rhode Island. Miranda, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken, how are you today?
I'm living the dream, Miranda. How are you?
I'm doing well.
What's going on?
I'm calling. So I'm in school right now. I'm a full-time student, and I'm looking at two different potential careers.
Okay.
So first off, I like the idea of being a business owner. I don't want to be an employee the rest of my life. I really see myself as somebody that can walk away from a business and come back a year later after traveling and enjoy my business. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I love it. You want to be an entrepreneur who marches to the beat of her own drum.
I do.
I get it. So what's the other option?
So I really have this passion for nutrition. My youngest daughter, who is not even 18 months yet, has all of these food allergies.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had a couple of months to kind of figure out what her allergies are and adapt to them. And I'm having to cook all these different foods and all these different things that I would never dream of. Mm-hmm. I'm reading all these labels and mm-hmm. I really have a passion for it. Like, I really like helping people meal prep. Like, when somebody tells me that they can't have some foods, I'm like, oh my gosh, it's okay. Like, there's other foods out there that you can eat. And I love,
right.
I love doing that and helping people. But I really, I feel like being an employee, you're never going to get ahead. I'm never going to have the life that I want.
Well, hold on. All right, time out. Stop. I love that you called that a feeling, because that is a feeling, and a feeling is not a fact.
Okay.
All right? So that's hogwash. The fact that you might have to work for somebody else for a while, and I'm not saying you have to. We're going to get to that momentarily. But that's just hogwash. Okay? I worked for a lot of people. And, employment is honorable, and work is honorable. And I know so many people that work for somebody else while they're trying to launch their dream. I started today's show off reading a guy, Rick's email, and how he stepped into his own company, but he was doing it on the side for a while. So that's just silly. So now let's go back to the start of the phone call. You said you were basically, you're in school full time and you got two choices. Obviously the one is launching a business. Am I understanding that correctly? That's one option in your mind. And the other option is what?
A nutritionist or a dietitian.
Oh, okay.
Like what?
Okay. So here's what I think. I think that you become a nutritionist. Is that what you're in school for?
I'm in school. Well, I'm finishing up my general studies this semester. So next semester, I have to pick a career.
Right. But I mean, why'd you go to school?
I don't know.
You don't know. Let me ask you another question. Do you have to have a 4-year degree to become a nutritionist?
Yes.
Okay, good. So you're doing what you need to do anyway. So
right.
I'm just wondering if this is not the path. Now, Miranda, you become a nutritionist. And you work for somebody else and you gain some valuable knowledge. I think you get some wisdom working for somebody else because your eyes are roving. You're not just in there fulfilling a role. You're watching how that person runs the place. And you're going to school on how they run it.
Okay.
And eventually, you're going to run your own place. And that current job, or the job you'll get getting out of school, is going to help you fund your dream.
Okay.
And you launch that dream on the side. So you go in, you're a nutritionist by day. At night and on the weekends, you're continuing to fuel the dream of having your own company. And I'm just wondering if your own company isn't your own recipes and products and food line, because you're a mom who's dealt with it on the street and you know what it's like. And I'll bet there's a lot of moms who would need your advice and need your recipes or whatever it is. Do you see how I think they all go together beautifully?
Yeah. I thought about opening up like almost like a fast food restaurant, like where you could get whole foods, nutritious foods, delicious foods on the go. Because I know with me, like I have two other kids too. So here I am driving and...
Yeah. Right.
One of my kids is screaming for McDonald's, but we can't stop at McDonald's because the other kid's allergic to everything.
Exactly.
So it's like,
exactly.
I almost thought about opening up a business like that, but.
But it's going to take some time.
I don't know. It's like daunting.
I know it's daunting. I know. I know, because you're thinking about it right now, but you're not ready right now anyway. You're not in a you're not in a financial position to open this thing anyway.
Right.
So hang on to the dream. Start small.
So go to school for nutrition.
Get the nutrition degree and get into the space and get hired. Get some experience. All those things I just told you. Okay?
All right.
Then, by the way, this can start tonight. Write down on an index card two recipes. One recipe on one side, one on the other. Or two treats, or two pizza alternatives, or two, I don't care. You're doing this already for one kid. Start logging this stuff and then make it, hire one of your friends, or if you got a friend who's really creative and good with a picture, with a camera, have them come over and take some pictures. And why don't you launch a Facebook page tonight before midnight? Miranda's,
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, I know you didn't think of it. Do you know how much it costs you to launch a Facebook page tonight before midnight?
Nothing.
$0. Miranda's Munchies. That's a terrible name. But at least I came up with a name just like that. It's an awful name, but I got you started. So write that one down and go, now that's the worst name ever for healthy food for kids with allergies, but it's a start.
Right.
Okay, so here's what you do. You start taking pictures of stuff, you start posting it, and then moms out there who have kids with allergies, they go, oh my gosh, my friend Miranda's just launched these little things, and she's offering the and start an email list. Before you know it, you got 600 moms on an email list. And so here's the point. This is going to be baby steps. Miranda, I hate to tell you this, but this is probably a Ken Coleman-like journey. I need to remind you and our listeners that my first live broadcast was high school football play-by-play on the internet. Two people listened to that. The kid next to me, who was supposedly the color commentator, he didn't know what he was doing. And then my wife, because she's a good woman, and she wanted to say something nice about me when I came home that night. But I mean, let's just be honest. It took me 9-10 years to get in the position at Ramsey Solutions, and then another 3 years before I got a national show. I don't see that the journey's that much different. So you don't just, you know, launch it and launch a fast food, healthy fast food restaurant. You just don't do that. What you do is you begin to learn, you're going to grow, and you're going to connect, and you're going to do this thing on the side and put it out there and be okay with only two people liking your picture of your first recipe. You know, you're going to be okay changing the name of this thing 7 times if that's what it takes. I don't know what the deal is, but I can tell you this. You can get there, but you can't just sit there and go, oh, it's so daunting. Can't do that. We look at Mount Everest and we say, how long does it take to be able to be trained and get in condition just to get to base camp? And then how long does it take to actually climb up there? And how many times do those missions get cut short by storms and mudslides and avalanches and all kinds of craziness? It's going to take a long time. Here's the $1 million question. For you, Miranda, and for other Mirandas listening, is it worth it? Miranda, if I can guarantee that 9 years from now, you've got your restaurant, you're making the money you want to make, your kids are healthy, you're helping other kids be healthy, and you're laying your head on the pillow at night going, wow, I can't believe this happened. If I can guarantee that right now, would it be worth it? That's the $1 million question. I'm going to submit to you that it's always worth it. I went through some crazy stuff, rejection, thought I was a lunatic. And it's worth it. It's worth it to open up today's show reading an email from Rick. If Rick's the only guy that I ever helped, the whole journey would be worth it. So you've got to get back to that moment. And you have to say, if I could pull this off, is it worth the hard work and the patience and the perseverance necessary? We close today with a quote and a question around the theme that we addressed at the top of the show. Ravi Zacharias is a great thinker, theologian. He said, when you find your definitions in God, you find the very purpose for which you were created. Put your hand into God's hand. Know his absolutes. Demonstrate his love. Present his truth. And the message of redemption and transformation will take hold. Now, I don't preach at you, and I'm not going to start. But I am not ashamed of my faith, and I am not ashamed to tell you my belief in the Creator who created all things, and me and you. So today's question, have you found your definition in your Creator? Everything I talk about on this show comes from the theology of the Bible. You were defined, created. Find it. Our time is almost up, but before I let you go, you matter. And you do have what it takes. Thanks for joining the conversation. Until next time, this is The Ken Coleman Show. Press on. Hey, folks, I want you to check out our other Ramsey Solutions podcasts, such as the Entree Leadership Podcast with me. Hey, folks, Ken Coleman here with the Entree Leadership Podcast. We are a community of leaders, by leaders, for leaders, committed to bringing you practical ways to grow yourself, your team, and your profits. Every week, through world-class interviews, we bring you access to best-selling authors, CEOs, thought leaders, coaches, and more to help you with your life and your business. You can start your journey at entreleadership.com/podcast, or you can check us out at Entree Leadership on all social media, YouTube, and iTunes.